T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 1039 WTIC News Talk. 1080. Yes, this is Will Marotti, but the diminished Will Marotti on the Will Marotti Show. Matt Sorois, our master of ceremonies, joining us now on the hotline, and I hope he's in a talkative mood. The weekend editor, hotair.com. That would be the one and the only Jazz Shaw. Jazz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Hope you're having a great day.
Yeah. Hey, just want to jump into a couple things here. I couldn't believe this when I saw it, but I guess it's true because you wrote it. It's the title is, "Oh Great, Taliban Using Abandoned Biometric Data to Target Afghan Helpers." I'm not surprised that they're targeting Afghans who are friendly to us. I guess I am surprised they're using biometric data, and how are they doing that?
Well, we didn't just leave weapons behind when we had our disastrous pullout last summer. They also left a whole bunch of computers, and nobody thought or had time to smash them all or anything, and the Taliban apparently have some people with some computer hacking savvy, and they've been getting in and finding all the personnel records for the people who were helping the Americans and our allies, stuff like not just photos, addresses, but addresses of relatives, retinal scans, you know, I mean, down to that level. So it makes it a lot easier for them to find those people and identify them conclusively and then just murder them or lock them up somewhere.
Can you imagine, Jazz, if we had not left all the weaponry there for the Taliban? Now, by the way, the Taliban is one of the largest weapons dealers in the world now, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we could have taken all that and given it to Ukraine? I don't know.
Hindsight's 2020.
Well, leaving
maybe
it there.
Send some Ukrainians up to Afghanistan and just ask for all of it, you know.
Or steal it out of the airport or whatever it is. Yeah. So there was a Supreme Court decision last week that Boston could not prohibit the flying of the Christian flag on government properties. And now I see, I guess, your latest writing says, of course, the Satanic Temple wants to fly their flag in Boston. Is that like for real?
Yep, it is. They get into this stuff all the time. They love being able to generate some headlines and attract more attention to their movement or church, whatever we're going to call it. And, the Supreme Court ruled that there was a Christian group that wanted to fly their flag there, and they were prevented, even though they were flying Black Lives Matter flags and other flags like that, and they were just picking and choosing, and the Supreme Court said, nope, either everybody gets to or nobody gets to, you know. And so that was good for that Christian group if they want to have their flag flown. But immediately the Satanic Temple, which is in Salem,
oddly enough.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
And where else would it be, right? So they immediately sent a letter off, and they're like, okay, we have Satanic Appreciation Week in July, which apparently is a thing, and we'd like you to fly our flag there that week.
Well, it's kind of hard to say no now.
No answer yet, but I don't know.
Well, they also have, I see here, they have an after-school program called After School Satan.
Just for the kids, yeah. You know, I mean, you don't want to leave the children behind. And that's, I don't know. Are these people really even serious, or do they just do this to attract attention?
I think they're serious. I'll tell you a true story that happened to us a number of years ago. We were having a meeting, a Sunday night meeting for prayer for something. I forget what it was. And right down the street from where our church was located, there was a cemetery. And during the course of our gathering, we knew because we could see lights down the street. The police showed up, and there was a satanic group that was having their own prayer service. Then they were praying against us in the cemetery. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. I don't know, a counter prayer group. It's like a counter protest, except there were Satanists that were praying against us. So I don't know who they were praying to, but it didn't have any effect on our meeting. It went pretty well, actually.
I've never actually met a Satanist in my entire life, and I'm in my 60s.
Yeah, no, I have, and they're interesting.
I would have thought they would be incredibly rare.
They're very interesting, and they're more, it is a very small percentage of people who are Satanists, but they're very vocal. And they're generally very militant, so I can see where they'd want their flag flown after this. All right, let's...
Yeah, I was looking at their website, and they're apparently very pro-abortion, too. They're big on that,
of course. Anything traditional Americans are for, they would be against, or vice versa. A lot of raised eyebrows last week, when we heard about the formation of the Disinformation Governance Board, the disinformation czar, and people think, man, this is awful spooky. This sounds an awful lot like Russia or China to bring something like this in. And you've got an article today, this morning at 8 o'clock, and the question is, will they defund the Ministry of Truth? Who's trying to defund it at this point?
Tom Cotton and I think 17 other Senate Republicans have signed on. He's submitted a bill that will prevent any federal funding for the operation of that office.
Really?
Yeah. So you kind of, the left was trying to defund the police for so long. Maybe they shouldn't have given us that idea, because it's like, hey, maybe we can get in on the defunding action,
we'll
just defund this office. I don't even know if it's possible. Like I wrote in the article, that's, you're picking out a really small segment of a large DHS budget that's already been approved. The money was already appropriated for the year. I guess they must believe they have the legal ability to do it if it passes. But, what are the odds of it passing without a majority in either chamber? And what are the odds of Biden not vetoing it?
Yeah.
So I think it's more of a symbolic thing at this point.
We're talking with Jazz Shaw from HotAir.com. Before I get to my last jazz offering, just a basic thing. I know you didn't write about this, but at least I haven't seen anything. What's your take on the Supreme Court document leak? I mean, I don't think it would be a conservative person would do it, because I don't think it helps the cause. And I'm wondering why it came out so early. Why didn't they just wait until the decision? What do you think? What's your take on it?
Yeah, I question Politico's wisdom in running with the story. I mean, just because you have something doesn't mean you have to dump it out there.
Yeah.
And I think whoever did it, whoever leaked it to them originally, did it knowingly, knowing that they were going to just roll a grenade under the door, and people would be infuriated, and people would be, protesting the court and questioning the court's viability and fairness, et cetera, all that stuff. Whereas if they just waited until it was released, there would have been people that were upset, but it would have been the standard course of order. But now they're hoping that the justices on the court are going to feel pressured by all this public anger, and maybe they'll amend what they're doing.
Well, to follow up on that story, in terms of, we talk about the Taliban using biometric data to trace back people who've helped the United States so they can kill them. And the information or the misinformation department and the czar of that department, you've got a bizarre story here about the CDC spending $420,000 to track tens of millions of cell phones to see who went to schools and churches during the pandemic. Is it that bad? I mean, is that what we're coming to as far as Big Brother and total lack of privacy?
Apparently, the CDC is claiming, no, that's not why we did it, and we weren't going to look at anybody's individual records, which is kind of physically impossible. If you've got all that information, you have the individual identities and records.
Right.
But, yeah, they, without really telling anybody, they were sitting there and following cell phones and looking for places where large numbers of people were showing up at the addresses of churches, of schools that were supposed to be closed, things like that, looking for non-compliance. It went down to the gritty detail of they were apparently using it to, I forget the exact phrase, track neighbor-to-neighbor contacts. See who was leaving their house and going and visiting their neighbor when they were supposed to be locked down, you know.
And this wasn't thousands of phones, right? This was a lot of phones.
This was tens of millions of phones. Yes.
God.
So yeah, I mean, that's where we are. If you'd have told me before I read the article that was going on, I would have called you a conspiracy theorist. But apparently, it's true.
How do they get the data? Why is that data even public, Jazz? Why? I mean. They got it from somebody, right? They bought it from
they bought it from a data harvesting firm. That if you know how to do it, particularly if you run advertising, I mean, Google has all that data.
Yeah.
If you have anything Google installed on your phone,
yeah,
they've already got it all.
Wow.
So there are a bunch of these firms that go around and extract or purchase themselves that data from the people who have it, and then they have customers who want really specialized processing of that data so they can draw useful marketing information, or in this case, government oppression information, whatever you like, draw those conclusions. And there's a bunch of firms that do that. And the firm they chose is a particularly intrusive one that was actually banned by Google out of their app store because they were just so bad. But CDC,
you're banned by Google, my gosh.
They're banned by Google, but the CDC thought they were just peachy, you know. So, that's the thing that happened.
Yeah. Last question, Jazz. Jazz Shaw from HotAir.com. Are you ever surprised at the rate and the volume of things that are being changed so quickly? I mean, it seems like the changes and the impact and the extent of them are just exponentially increasing. I mean, it's just amazing to me how bad and in terms of public privacy. I mean, it's just evaporating. There's nothing you can do. It's gone.
I am probably surprised on a daily basis, my friend. So much stuff has changed so quickly, and I would say I don't sit around and pretend I pine for the old days because they were perfect or something.
Yeah,
but things have really, I think they started shifting rapidly right around the time Barack Obama came into office.
Yeah.
And there was a big wave at that point, sort of a blue wave, and everybody started talking about rights in different ways, and then suddenly science went out the window, and there's no such thing as women, you know, and just a decade before that, if you'd said any of those things, people would have suggested you need help because you're obviously crazy. And now it's just enshrined in law in some places and just taken as accepted wisdom on the left. And if you don't agree, then you need to be silenced because you're a bad person.
Wow.
You know, and
I never thought we'd get here this quickly. That's my shock. I just never thought we'd get here this quickly.
And the left used to be the ones that were supposedly really concerned about people's privacy, data privacy, all that stuff. But now all it takes is Elon Musk saying two things on Twitter, and suddenly privacy's out the window. It's like, we need better regulation of speech.
Yeah.
Like, better regulation of speech? You know, content moderation is the phrase they want to use. I mean, that would have been unthinkable.
Yeah.
Nobody would stand for 15 years ago.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
It's just the new normal.
Well, keep swinging at it, my friend. We need to hear all of the truth and as much of it as we can get. And you and Hot Air doing a great job, and we appreciate you and thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you. We'll keep in there and keep hacking away.
All right, brother. Thanks so much. Okay.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.